Well, hey, Vanya, how's it going today?
Hi, Mike Jensen. I'm just sliding by my pants in, like, home base. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's been a busy week, day, month.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure out, because, oh, first of all, happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
So we're recording this on Wednesday, because yesterday you were super busy, and I was like, that's great, because we'll have plenty of time today, and then today has been another day of just like,
yeah.
Oh, we're gonna figure this out. It's funny, the little, not to like jump into my crappy day.
No, but, give it to
and
me.
And everything's fine, but isn't it funny, like the little things that can make you feel completely defeated?
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah. I yeah. have been trying to find these bins for my closet for so long. And yeah. like I measured and I've been looking online and like 2 days ago, I, you know, didn't have a lot that I had to get done. I was like, well, I'm just gonna walk down to a Home Goods that's not too far away, because I like when I'm not working to not take a train necessarily. If I don't have yeah. to get on a train, you know, to kind of like stay local-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I like found, I took pictures of all these different, because then in the moment I'm like, I know that I measured, but what if I measured wrong? Or like, what mm-hmm. if I'm remembering, or I wrote it down and I'm like, I'm just going to go home, remeasure, figure out. I took pictures of like all these different options. And I'm like, that'll be great. So I came home and I measured again. I'm like, all right, these are definitely the best option. So today, because there was a little bit of time between me starting my day and us recording, I was like, I'm just gonna go buy them. Like, what am I waiting Great. For? So of course they didn't have them anymore, because it's that. Home Goods. So yeah. everything disappears 5 minutes after you decide you don't want it.
Yep, I've experienced that.
But then I was also like, I'm gonna just walk, because sometimes they just move. Because even in the moment, they were like moving the stuff in the section where I'd looked. And I'm like, well, in the off chance, they moved it somewhere else. Like I went downstairs, and I will say they had my second choice. And of course, in my mind, I'm like, should I buy my second choice? And I didn't. So I was like, no, just wait until it's the thing you like. Because I bought these ones for under my bed. And uh-huh. I was like, they'll do. They're not what I wanted, but they'll do. And now I'm like, looking at them mean, because I'm like, they're not what I wanted. And like,
you could take them back.
Yeah, I could. So it, anyways, it's just that thing where then I'm like, I can't get anything right, sort of.
I know.
Dumb. Yeah, it's just it's silly, and it's just bins, and I'll find some eventually. I'm just everything feels so my room feels so disorganized that I just am like, if I could just spend a day in yeah. here getting things done, and that shouldn't be hard to do. I have time. I don't know. It's been weird with time. What were you doing today? You were buying some.
Yeah, I was buying
equipment?
Audio equipment. Equipment. Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, and I need to like look into this. But all of the stuff that we buy for the nonprofit, the PTA that we, you know, all of our members work towards, we pay for and then we get reimbursed. It's intense because as the president, whenever there's something, and I know I could ask other people, which I need to do. Yes, I do. I know this. But I was like, oh, I'll just get it, you know, but I'm trying to be on a budget and all these things. But we really need, and the school is like just so excited to have new audio equipment that you can like actually project. So it's like, you know, those two huge standing speakers.
Sure.
We got two Bluetooth microphones. We got a mixer. I think that's what it is. And then we got some lapel mic things, and then a couple other things. And then I spent money to get like it a storage like rolly, which sure. is good, you know. Apparently the person like a couple years ago, we had like $1,000 mixing board, and the principal at the time threw it away because thought it was junk.
Oh no.
I know. So I'm gonna like tag all of our stuff, like do not, you know, whatever. But yeah, so the total came out to, with everything, are you ready for this?
Oh God.
$3,408.26. But I'm gonna get reimbursed, but I'm just like, I'm just so happy to have the equipment right now. There's a couple things that will be delivered to the school that they didn't have, but it's a huge deal because part of the PTA, some of the things we do are upgrades for schools, you know, besides events and educational and support, yada, yada. It's like I have learned so much this year in the position I'm in, and I appreciate it, and I love our kids. It's just, it weighs a lot on me in some ways, you know, financially.
Sure. Yeah.
But I did it, yeah. And I felt really excited. And of course, the guy who was the store manager, he was really excited because it was a huge sale. He was really nice to me. And he got in the car because I had my husband help me. And he's like, yeah, he's going to be nice to you because you just spent $3,000 in the store. I'm like, I know, but I feel like he was a nice person. We had a nice interaction.
Where were you buying it from?
I purchased everything from Guitar Center.
Oh, okay.
And I did all the research before I met with him. And, you know, I know a bit about audio, video, you know, AV equipment, if you must know. But I do know how, I mean, you and I do this podcast. There's XLR cables and we make sound. We make it go forth into the world. Right. But when it comes to like a larger venue and projection of sound, like knowing what kind of, I had to do a bunch of research. And then when I got together with this guy, I felt good because I felt like he knew. He wasn't, I know he was not trying to scam me or anything, you know? He was literally like, here's what you could use. He's like, if it was me, I would think you would want it in a contained space so you could roll it to wherever you, I'm like, yes, sir. So I felt good. Yeah, Guitar Center. That's a long way for me to tell you that. But isn't it snowing in your world right now?
It was. It snowed a couple days ago. It's always that thing in New York when it's like, snowpocalypse is coming. And
right,
then like,
that's what I saw.
Snowed. It just snowed. And I feel like snow in New York is inconvenient because of like cabs or like as far as that. But like, I don't have a car. So for me, it's like, I don't know. It's just not that big of a deal. I will say the night before it was supposed to snow, I was going down to hang out with my friend Annabelle. We always watch the Grammys. Like if one of us, the Grammys and the Super Bowl are kind of like her favorite things.
Okay, sure.
So we watched the Super Bowl obviously on the day of the Super Bowl, and then we watched the Grammys the next day, and like no buses were running. Like I was like, it's just snow, everyone, like why? Then even the next day it was funny. I had like friends who were like sending me, I have a friend who kind of like shift manages at a restaurant, and she was like sending me like people had called out because of the treacherous weather, and I'm like, it's snow, it's just snow, you guys, it's not that big of a deal, it's not gonna hurt you. And I will say that like the weather doesn't know what it wants to be, because it was like in the 50s and like today it's like 31 degrees and it's that very New York thing where like it can't figure out like, are we spring yet or no, we're still winter. And so it's been odd. Like it's been like, it's, you know, I always say that it gets pretty from my window and then I kind of go out and I'm like, oh, I wore the wrong shoes.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but it's been nice enough though. How are things there? What is the temperature?
It's nice now. I mean, it's
because you've
been
having
cold
crazy weather.
Yeah, it's been really cold at night. Like we're talking in the 30s, which is intense. And I can't get the kids to wear a goddamn coat to save my goddamn life. So just go ahead and get that cold. But but then it heats up during the day to like 60, which is intense. It's just intense. And then so it's gonna rain again too. So it rained. Like last week, we had some sunny days, and now it's going to rain again. But guess what? My sister's coming to town.
Oh, fun. That's exciting.
I'm so excited. And we said, screw it. And we threw caution to the wind and got a hotel room.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah. Which will be good. I think, you know, her and I haven't gotten to be together alone. I can't even tell. It's been, I don't even know before we were married, and I've been married for 20 years. So it's cool.
Are you staying in a hotel like near where you live, or are you going somewhere?
We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna either do Palm Springs or we're gonna Santa Barbara. I know it's gonna be raining, so we're gonna be in the hotel room the most, and like, you know, but that'll be fun too. We can just sit and watch movies and hang out. I love it.
So not to like dwell on the weather, but I feel like, and I know you're not LA proper anymore, but I feel like you've been having like kind of crazy weather there.
Yes. I mean, it's because the infrastructure just can't take all of the rain. And so in the, like, we're more like suburbia out of the, you know, this area was probably developed in the 80s and 90s, but you know, LA has been around for a long time. And so thank God for the LA River. That's really what like takes most of, but it's crazy to see the LA River, which is like a cement riverbed that's huge, just be dry. Right. Most of the time, but then when it rains, it's like full and raging. So we have a couple of those. They call them the Wash, and homeless people like live in them. So and same in LA, you know, people get hurt. It's scary. It's real. And then you see idiots. You know, there's some Instagram handles where people are like surfing in it, and you're just like, do you know how disgusting that is?
Right.
You're gonna have Hep C next week. Yeah. But no, it definitely is. And like there are places, I think it was in San Fernando Valley and like in some of the hills where landslides are happening. And I was really truly like, why did landslides happen again? Like, but it's a lot of it's, you know, where fire had been, and then it loosens up the topsoil, which then I mean, that's serious, scary stuff. It doesn't help my anxiety, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Where the world is ending.
Yeah, I was definitely seeing pictures of like Mulholland Drive that I was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was like when you visited last time. Remember, we were going to go see an IMAX movie. I forget where, but there was like a massive sinkhole the size of a car, and we couldn't go. And so I was like, well.
No, we went to a different movie theater instead.
But yeah, it's like seemingly fine, and then it's like scary as hell, you know? So
yeah.
But we're okay.
Yeah, I was out of town for, so the reason we didn't record last week is because I went out of town for a few days. It ended up being a nice, it was a weird, like preparing for it was strange because, you know, I was just taking a train and it's really not that far, but it's one of those little towns where there's nothing there. And like no shade to Belport, but there's like,
no shame.
Nothing there. I mean, there's not like there's like one kind of hotel, but it's like an inn and you can like rent cottages. And I ended up just Airbnb-ing a house. And it's really funny because I was like doing a review on Airbnb. And like, obviously you want to say nice things. And then I got to like, was it worth the value or whatever? And a part of it was like, no. And it was fine. But like, it's not intended for one person. So like for me, it was a little bit expensive. I need to just finish the review and say that it was all fine. Cause it was a nice place.
See. Like, I refuse to lie. My mommy told me not to lie.
Right. Cause it feels a little bit like, cause this is the place that I was talking about. That's like beautiful house with a pool. And I'm like, well, not in February. It's not like it's, I mean, it's still a beautiful house, but there was no pool available. And who knows? Like there's every chance that in nice weather, this place rents for way more than what it was renting for right now.
Maybe.
But I need to just finish the review, but it was really fun. Like it was just like an hour and a half train ride to this little, I didn't realize it was like on the Long Island Sound. And for some reason I thought that meant it would be much more like oceany, and it's not like it's like a bay and there's water there, but there's no waves, there's no like lapping of waves against the sand or anything like that. Like we went to see the water a couple of times and it's pretty, but it's funny because you can see Fire Island from it. Like it is it is still in that area. It was funny because, you know, when I go to Fire Island, you get off at Sayville and you know, take a car to whatever. And this was just like two stations past Sayville. So it was really close. In fact, one day we drove to Sayville and like walked around downtown, which is a thing that as many times as I've been to that city, I'm there for 2 seconds until I get on a ferry to go to Fire Island.
You're basically running through the city to your next.
Yeah, 100%. So like we actually like walked around. We went to this really cute little chocolate place that I wish I could remember the name of, because it was really, it was fun. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, $14.99 a pound. And neither one of us are really like, chocolate dessert people. But it was fun to be like, I'm gonna do two of the salted caramel praline chews. And
it is true, I agree.
Yeah, it was fun. And then we had like these little, I don't know, it was kind of a random thing that I would never do normally, but it was fun. It was a nice little stay. We hung out a lot with his, there's a one of the actresses who's in the, he's doing Fiddler. I'm sure that I mentioned that before, and it's
so exciting.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I saw the last revival 5 times.
Wow.
Well, because I had seen it with the original cast, and then when my friend Ben got cast as he covered like 5 different roles or something like that.
God.
And so basically, if it was like, oh, tonight I'm going on as such and such, I'd be like, well, I'll get a cheap ticket and come see it again.
Yeah.
So it was funny seeing it, and I'd seen the previous revival twice. And it was funny then seeing this, because this, you know, this is a regional theater, but it's, you know, a smaller production, and not really like smaller, but like a simpler production, I should say.
Sure.
But it was also kind of fun just to like see, it was Fiddler. Like there was no like high concept. There was no like, well, but this version, it's really blah. It was just like, we're just seeing Fiddler. And like that's such like a sort of perfect show.
Yeah.
But it was fun seeing like just like this version of Fiddler and being in this little town where there was nothing. Like there was like, that's, it was there was like not a, we went to a restaurant one night that we it wasn't that far away. It was called Painters, for those that have been to Belport. It was very cute. We're never gonna be there, but if we ever did, we would definitely get the nachos with the pulled pork, because they
were that sounds amazing. Let's
incredible
do it.
They were so good, like worth the visit just to get the pulled pork nachos.
I do love nachos.
No, you're so good. Yeah, they were delicious. And I had this weird drink that was like vodka, tequila, and Campari.
What? Are they trying to really kill you?
They didn't work, but it was delicious.
Not so fun. What, did you know that Fiddler on the Roof is Adam's favorite musical?
I feel like we have, I feel like we have discussed that before. Funny.
He loves it. I think it's a great music.
It's a great show. Yeah, it's really, it's a beautiful show. It's funny how, and I probably talked about this before, but you know, it's the show that I watched when I was really young. Like I would watch that movie when I was like 5 or 6 years old. And you know, it, I always thought it was, you know, I mean, at 5 or 6, what do you really grasp of these things? But I'll never forget being at that first Broadway revival because I saw it with my parents. And I remember sitting in that theater watching this show about these, you know, religious parents who one by one, their kids kind of don't do what they want them to do. And it definitely was that moment sitting there of like, oh, this, this means something to to me and my being the youngest of 5 kids, none of whom took the path that our parents would have, you know, preferred us to. But, you know, my parents still loved all of us. And it, it was definitely, it's that show that I watch. I feel like every time I see it, it's a little bit more of like, wow, this is really about something. Like, this is really a show that, that the themes are.
And it doesn't matter what religion you are or
100%. Like, it's so universal and so eternal what these themes are about. Yeah. So cool. Anyways, it was a really fun trip. I had a great time. I don't know. Did you do anything else? What have you been doing for 2 weeks? Jeez. I mean, you've been lots of meetings and doing lots of stuff.
Yeah. We had a student dance, which was successful. The students had a fun, very fun time. We had a lot of things to learn. The craziest thing I would say is, I mean, kids like get off school hours and honestly, some of the parents, they destroyed some of our stuff. Like just completely, like there was no, it was, there was no, not completely, but like, you know, it was very busy. Lots of kids and parents fit into the small little space that we had. But sometimes I wonder, like, maybe your kids shouldn't be pulling that off the wall. And then a parent like jumps up and pulled down like one of our streamers. I'm like, cause they were dancing. We had a great DJ. You know what? A good DJ is so fun. So that was 100%. Really great. I mean, really, I am just so deep in the water with the school stuff right now. And that's really basically what we've been doing. I also am working on my resume to start substitute teaching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In nearby, our one of the school districts nearby, they pay $190 a day, which I think is pretty great.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun because, you know, I need to stay fairly close to my kids and be there at hours where, you know, like I can't really go back bartending or anything right now.
Right.
Or, you know, obviously I could go back to my job that I've been doing for the last 10 years of advertising, but it's just so much work. I mean, not that substituting it won't be, but I think my personality type is like a bit of a workaholic. And I don't know how to shut off because there's always so much to do. So I'm trying to stay a little bit away from trying to find another senior project management position because I don't necessarily want to work 60 hours a week anymore, you know? So anyways, job hunting. That's what I've been doing.
That can be intense.
Yeah, it really is. I'm trying to stay positive and I think I have a good outlook on it. I really do believe that. Honestly, in my life, anytime we have ebbs and flows, and I feel like it always comes back around, and so I'm just trying to stay very positive. That's what I'm doing.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, is anything helping you stay positive? Anything in particular you're digging this week?
Ooh, you know, I haven't had a lot of time to like watch stuff, but Mike. Okay, guys, I just want you to know I'm going to speak about him, even though I'm looking at him right now. Mike is like my creative counterpart. Like, I feel like you are one of those people. There's a few people in my life that I feel like I talk to and then like flow happens, you know? I feel like Courtney's one of those people, even Daniel, even my sister. Like, you know, there's certain people you really like vibe with and understand. And anyway, we haven't decided on what we're doing, but I'm directing. This is what I'm digging. I'm directing the third graders in a musical.
Yeah.
And
fun.
I am so excited. There's a lot of parameters, of course, because it's like close to their testing time. So we have to make sure we only get like 10 rehearsals, maybe. So it's gonna be tight, but I wrote a jukebox. That's what we would call it, right? I wrote a jukebox play musical, and I presented it, what I had, which I haven't shown you what I got so far, but I presented it to the principal yesterday, and she loved it, made me feel so happy, and my good friend as well. And I presented it to Adam last night. And of course, I took a lot more time with him and I acted things out for my husband. And he too was like, this is really good. And I was like, yeah. So I'm hoping that the teachers, now I have to go to the teachers and see if they want to do a musical that already exists and pay like a bunch of royalties, or do one that I just wrote and then spend the money on like instruments and costumes and all the fun things. So that's what I'm digging. I love it. I'm just like, honestly, you know, when you feel that flow, where they talk about that, like in manifesting or whatever, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like when you feel the flow, the creative flow, and where it just feels so good and right. That's how I feel when I am planning this stuff. We'll see how it is once you get with actual children. I'll be like, Zorn.
You're ruining my vision.
Yeah. I'm like 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I think that's
how
exciting.
How about you? I mean, I'm dying to know about your play last night. You didn't tell us about
that. Oh, yeah. That's so funny. I was going to totally talk about that. And then I was going to, well, that wasn't what I was going to go with, but we should talk about that.
Well, tell us about it and then tell us what you're digging. Because I saw your post on Instagram last night and I was like, I want to know how it went as well.
Yeah. It's funny how like, it's kind of deep. And I wasn't sure how much I was going to talk about my experience with this show. Because So I saw Merrily We Roll Along last night on the Broadway. Mm. And I had a great ticket. I'm sure that I've talked about this, that I do that thing where like I go online and I find a good ticket and then I go to the box office and I'm like, I'm looking at this night, anything. And then they're like, amazingly enough, there is a ticket available that night. So it was pretty great. It was like literally front row balcony center.
Oof.
Yeah, it was really, really, it was a great seat. Everyone, there was one understudy for a role that I didn't care about. Like everyone, all the main people were in. And like, for those that don't know, it's Lindsay Mendez and Jonathan Groff and Harry Potter.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe are like the three leads. And, you know, I've seen Daniel Radcliffe on set. I saw him when he did How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Ooh. And like, I remember seeing him in that and thinking, he's gonna win the Tony Award for this. And then he wasn't even nominated. And ooh. I was like, kind of, yeah, I was kind of like surprised by that. So I knew that he's a great stage performer. And of course, I've seen Jonathan Groff in many things and Lindsay Mendez in many things. And like, such a talented group. And you know, it's an interesting show. For those that don't know, Merrily We Roll Along, it basically follows the relationship of three friends over the course of 20 years. And it's sort of them, like they meet on the night that Sputnik launches, and it's all about this like hope and like, it's Our Time is the name of the song, and this like glorious, like we have our whole lives ahead of us. And it sort of chronicles their careers to where one of them is a very successful producer who doesn't speak to one of the others. And then the third is like an alcoholic whose life is falling apart. But what it does is it starts at the end. And so it starts with we see where they end up. And then every scene goes back a few years until we trace to the beginning of their friendship. And it makes for like, it's a beautiful journey, but very sad, you know, because you end on this beautiful high note, but you know where things are going to end up. And I will say this production leaned into the sad. Like this production definitely was like, we're going to make you real sad. But it's really good. Like it was really well executed. It's funny because like, it's not a perfect show by any stretch of the imagination. Like the book works so hard to like try to get all of these storylines to go along at the right pace and like keeping a like comedy with the drama. And it doesn't always work. And some of the music, I mean, it's Sondheim, and like, I love Sondheim, and some of it's classic, like Good Thing Going and Old Friends and Not a Day Goes By and Our Time, like so many like classic, beautiful songs. But there's some weird stuff in there as well. Like there are a couple of numbers that are, yeah, very, very odd. And, you know, I was really familiar with it, and I'll tell this story quickly, but I tried to direct this musical once when I was working at, you know, my second and third years in college. I was also working at what had been, you know, my high school as the drama instructor. I wasn't the teacher. I was what? The drama
instructor. Yeah. I mean, sure. Like you were like the director basically.
Yeah. And I did, you know, I had such a great first year. And, you know, I had a lot of fun and we did three really great shows that I was really happy with, really proud of. And then I came back to do a second year. And, you know, it ended really painfully for me. Oh, no. And I won't get into it too much now. And I've let it go like it was decades ago. But, you know, I decided we were going to do two musicals in a play because I really wanted to do Merrily. And I thought we can make this work. But we started the year by doing Little Shop of Horrors. So we were doing Little Shop and then Merrily. And, you know, part of it's just the hubris of being young. I was way too young to have that job. I was 19, sure. 20 years old when I was doing this, like in charge of a drama department at a high school. Like,
and it was one of the best in our area, actually.
Yeah, it was a big, like they did big shows. We had, you know, it was well regarded. And once again, everything ended up fine. But, you know, we didn't have the orchestra wouldn't do Merrily. Like, they had done anyone. Yeah, the lead, the guy who was in charge of the band refused to do this because we had done Anyone Can Whistle, another weird Sondheim show my first year. And he was kind of like, I'll do it if we're doing like My Fair Lady, but I'm not going to do another weird Sondheim show. And I was that 20-year-old was like, well, fine, I don't need you. I'll do it on my own. And then there was just no way. I mean, we were weeks into rehearsal when it was kind of like, this isn't going to work. And in fact, it's funny, like the shame that I still feel over it all these years later, because these several students who I was very affectionate towards, like who I cared for deeply, basically came to me and was like, we can't do this. Like, this isn't going to work out. Like, we have to put a stop to it. And so I had to really quickly figure out, okay, so we're not doing this show that we've spent several weeks rehearsing. I know we've actually talked about the one-act play that I wrote in high school.
Yeah.
I, at this point, had written a series of one-acts and monologues that were all kind of in the same theme of, like, choice and decision-making. So we ended up doing this thing that I had written, and it ended up going fine. And I think that there was some question of, like, oh, we're going to do a play that you wrote. But we had, like, 3 weeks to put it together. And sure. I was like, at least I'm familiar with this work. And it doesn't require anything. So it was funny because, you know, one of our college drama instructors, Ginny Quinley, saw that I had posted that as well and kind of made a mark of like, oh, it's your show. I hope you really enjoyed it. And I commented back of like, yeah, it was still a little triggering. Like, it's still it still is a show that kind of hurts my stomach a little bit.
Oh, no.
But no, it was a great production. And it is a show that will always probably bring up some complicated feelings for me, but I'm very much glad that I saw it. It was a beautiful production. And I'm also glad that this weird little show is getting its moment. Like, it's a huge, the fact that Merrily, which is one of Sondheim's biggest flops, like famously a huge disaster that like played for like 5 nights or something like that, like it's a huge success. It's like the success of the season, and I that makes me really happy. So
cool.
So that was my long story. I will say that really what I've been digging is I'm really enjoying the new edition of Feud, which is about Truman Capote and the heist. It's called Capote and the Swans, I think is what it's called.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
it's on FX. You can watch it on Hulu. It's an amazing cast. Naomi Watts is so good. I mean, like, I have loved her for years. She's so good in this. I will say that, like, Demi Moore is just playing, like, unhinged person, and I'm totally into it. Like, I'll take unhinged Demi Moore. Like, yes. It's super, super fun. Tom Hollander is the actor who's playing Capote, and he's incredible. Like, it's just a really fun, like, Chloe Sevigny and Molly Ringwald and Diane Lane, and I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, who Calista Flockhart. Like, it's an incredible cast. Yeah, so it's really fun and really interesting storytelling, and an era that I think is really, and also just an interesting story about this openly gay man who was revered, who, like, these women loved him. He was invited into high society, and then he kind of fucked it all up. And it's sort of about his rise and fall and his attempt at rising again. But it's very fun. I'm enjoying it a lot. So that was my actual dig in for this week is Truman.
Oh, that's fun.
Capote and the Swans. I think is the full. Yeah. Good. Check it out.
Love it.
And then I didn't really give us a theme because I knew we were going to have a lot to talk about. And my theme was going to lead into my thing that I could do without. So okay. I don't know if you want to do yours first or if we should.
I'm going to just say something I've said again, but God damn it. Can my son stop getting in trouble at school?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just don't
know. He's a rascal.
He's a rascal. And also we have a long-term sub because our teacher is out for I think she's taking care of her dad or mom, someone who's not doing well. Becky's. So she's been gone and it just got extended. I'm like, I need her to come back because we had no problems when she was there. And I don't know why that is, if she's a manages a classroom better. I mean, she must, right?
Maybe. Yeah, it's probably hard. I mean, like, you're going to experience it. It must be weird being a sub and kind of coming in and being like,
it's
I'm
true.
Your teacher, you listen to me now.
Well, I think you have to really like, you got to have some cojones and you got to set some boundaries. But like, it's hard for kindergarten, I'm sure. They're just like, they're all over the place. But yeah. And I'm not saying, listen, the things he got in trouble for, I was having a meeting with the principal. She got called, not for him, but on her way back, she's like, can I talk to you after this? And I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, it's about your little one. I'm like, no. Oh, no. So yeah, the principal, whom I am like basically working my ass off for this school. And my son is a person of interest. He's killing me. It's fine. I know he's little and I know impulse control is like, they're learning that, but I'm like, why, buddy? Why? Like making bad choices, like putting his head under the stall while his best friend's going to the bathroom, you know, like just saying hi. Like, I know he has no bad intentions. I think he's just like, he wants to be with this kid all the time. I don't know. Maybe he does have bad intentions. Maybe he's like, don't you go, bud. I don't know. But I'm just like, why, bud? Like, I'm not an example of bad behavior. I'm just trying to ride out until he gets a little bit older. Hopefully he'll have more impulse control. But that's what I could do without Mike.
All right. I gotcha. Yeah, I hear that. Well, if we were going to have had a topic, I would have said, like, did you have any thought? Because we had two fairly huge things that I've already mentioned, that we had the Grammys and we had the Super Bowl. Did you watch any of either of those or have any thoughts on any of either of those?
I watched a little bit of both. And Grammys, I will say I love Joni Mitchell. That was a fun moment. I thought that was like a really beautiful moment. All the upbeat stuff was fun. There was a couple new people. I was like, what are you doing on stage? And then for the Super Bowl, you know, I don't really care about football, but that's always a fun game because usually we gamble a little.
Gotcha.
You know, remember I won like the whole Super Bowl twice and I won like a couple $1,000s. It's crazy. Right. Like where I used to work at the bar. So those are good memories for me. You know, I guess I could talk about, I'm like, I don't know about the football part, but I could talk about the halftime show. And I thought Usher did a great job and he looks very fit and very in exceptional health. And then I would say I love Alicia Keys. She's just lovely to me. And I also didn't like how he hugged her because I was like, she's married. Stop touching her like that or whatever. I know they're friends. It's fine. So that was fun. And then the Taylor Swift thing, I'm like, show more of her. Because I care. I don't really care about the football, but you know, whatever. But remember the rapper that I can't think of her name that was on SNL, the orange tight curls?
Yes. We've had a few conversations. Oh gosh, now I'm totally forgetting her name. Ice Spice.
Thank you. She was in the box watching with Taylor Swift and whoever else was in there. And yeah, I was just like, because she has a song, something about like, you're not the shit, you're not even the fart. That's her song. Have you heard that?
No, yeah. I have not heard
Mike.
It.
It just, I know people like it, but it's not for
high
me.
Art.
High art. Exactly.
Yeah, I was talking, because now my opinion of her is so like, I think of you when I see
her
now.
Yeah.
And I think of like, ba da ba ba da ba.
Yeah. You're not the shit, you're not even the fart. You're like, what the fuck? And I like comedy.
Right.
That's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Grammys, I will say that someone at the Super Bowl started to kind of come after Joni Mitchell and I had to shut that down.
Wait,
because I think that it's just not knowing. It's just thinking like, did she sound incredible? No, she's an 80-year-old woman who 10 years ago couldn't speak. Like, she's had to relearn how to talk and is now singing for the first time. So like, I came real fast and real hot for
a
second.
God.
Like, and then a few minutes later, I had to be like, hi, let me just tell you why I felt the way I just felt just now. Because,
I
was an incredible
moment. It was a beautiful moment. Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I was crying. Meryl was crying.
Me too.
It was incredible.
Yes.
And then, like, Tracy Chapman. And, like,
I love that. Yes.
even just going into it, I will say that, like, as soon as I was like, that's a black person's hand. And then I was like, this is not in the key that he sings it in. This isn't her key. And then I was like, oh my God, it's her. Like, it was just her. I was just so excited.
It was a great moment. Yes, I forgot about that.
Just the joy on her face, like the joy on her face receiving that love. Because the audience, you could tell, was just like losing their minds over it.
It was an iconic moment.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very, very fun. And not to end on a negative, and we can move on from here. The only thing that I just need everyone to not be quite so surprised when they win.
Right.
Like, I understand being humble. You know who I think about all the time? And I wonder if I would still feel this way if I watch it again. I think about the year that Marcia Gay Harden won the Academy Award. Because I don't feel like... I feel like everyone thought that it was going to be Kate Hudson. Uh-huh. And then if it wasn't Kate Hudson, I mean, there's a lot of like love for Frances McDormand in Almost Famous. And then Marcia Gay Harden won Pollock, in which she was amazing. And I think she even had won the SAG. So it shouldn't have been like a galloping shock. I attest that she was on that stage. They had barely said her first name and she was out of her. She was like, yes, it is me. I'm the winner. And there's something about that. Like, yeah, that's right. I won. I'm going to give a speech. I don't know. I understand that, but sometimes it's a bit much. Sometimes it's a little bit like, I had no, like, you were nominated. Like, you should have known there was a chance that you were going to win this. So that's all. Just like, let's get up there and start talking. So that's all. Not to be negative. Do you have anything random for us this week?
No, but I just love your neighbor, man. Love your friends. Call those people you don't get to talk to. That's all. I'm just feeling like life is short right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of that. You know, last night when I was walking from the theater to the train station, full on saw a bike and car collision happen in front of my very face. Ugh. And, you know, everyone was fine. And it, for the record, was totally the guy on the bike's fault. Like, he was running a red light as a guy was driving through a green. And everyone was fine. Like, it was totally fine. But I did have that thought of like, man, oh man, things happen in the blink of an eye.
In the blink of an eye. Yeah.
So yeah, that's all. I'm really trying. You know, I don't think that I've said it on here yet, but, you know, I very much have kind of like turned away from New Year's resolutions. Uh-huh. But my only resolution this year was just like, I just want to be nicer to myself. Like, I just feel like I spend so much time being mean to myself and like
wasteful.
It's so wasteful. It's not accomplishing anything. It's not motivating me. Like, what is it getting me? So I guess that's my other thing is let's all just be nicer to ourselves and be nicer to each other.
Take that 19-year-old hubris that you used to have and sprinkle a little bit of that back in you.
A little bit of that. A little bit. That has to still be in me somewhere, right?
It definitely has to. And also with more learned eyes, you know?
Yeah.
I think you got this. I love you, Mike Jensen.
I love you too. And you got to go pick up the children. Say hello to them for me.
I will.
And yeah, we'll be back. When is your sister here next week? Should we take the week off?
Oh, yeah, we should. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so
apologize.
We won't be back next week. No, it's all good. 1 week off, 1 week back on. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye. I love you. I'll see you next time.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Is there a thumbs up on my head?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the bubbles happen. We're FaceTiming right now, and sometimes the bubbles happen. I don't know. I'm like, thumbs up.
That was
up.
Fun.
He's going to win. Is that? I don't know. Is there a keyword? Somebody listening? Sorry. Continue.